Thanks to Raycom for supporting Skim. Get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering you guys 15% off their products, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/skim. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And Carter is over there. You can hang out. You can totally hang out for these. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We have nothing to hide from our children.
It's Scarter today.
Scarter. Why?
Is our name of our show.
Kim Carter.
Oh, Scarter.
Scarter.
With a K.
Oh, it sounds like a... ask your doctor if Scarter's right for you. So her dog's over there eating a poo. So that's good. And our dog is not.
She's not. Gross.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. It's been a little bit of time. We meant to do one Monday, but it's been busy. I'm kind of all rubber to the road here this week, trying to get the Kickstarter out. And
Kickstarter started.
It's good because
It's a good busy, but we've been extremely busy. I babysat twice this week already, and
he was here today. We should have recorded some of that.
Oh well,
why don't we ever do that with him?
I don't know. We need to do that.
Next Skim, we'll have Dan here.
Is the problem.
He is busy.
If you stood here and said, here, say something, he'd run away and go find dinosaurs or the sandbox, which has pea gravel in it, little tiny rocks in it. He loves
pea gravel.
Pea box.
What do they call it, pea gravel?
Because it's the size of peas.
Oh.
It's little tiny rocks.
It's not because it filters out.
No one urinated in it, no.
It filters out the pea. Oh, yeah, this stuff right here. Here. Let's go for the real auditory experience.
Okay.
I have a little scoop of pea gravel, and the dog is very interested. Do you want some pea gravel?
ASMR.
No, it's just rocks. Oh.
Oh, hello.
I didn't know there was a slide.
Oh, Scott,
all right,
you're making
that
a
went
mess.
Well. Anyway, we're glad to be back. Hope you guys are well. Busy month, so we got all that stuff going on. Plus, we have a little tiny trip at the end of the month that you and I are taking.
Yes. I'm excited to get away from our four walls.
I am too. It'll be a nice little getaway. And then...
Very quiet, no one else is around kind of getaway. Yep. And
this summer, my whole family's getting together for a big reunion. Everybody who is willing to get vaccinated has.
Or will be by then.
Or will be by then. There's a couple who refuse to do that because they believe in dumb conspiracy theories. And that's fine, too.
And that's fine, too.
I don't know who that is, but I hope their wiener gets bigger. Anyway. So, and I'm grouchy as a result.
You are grouchy today.
I'm grouchy today. And I don't know why. I'm just kind of a pisser. I'm just kind of like...
You have too much going on?
Yeah, I think so. There's some of that. And there's just... Somebody kind of set me off today, and I kind of let it get under my skin. I shouldn't read every email I get.
No, you shouldn't.
Sometimes,
sir,
the subject line's enough for me to go.
Probably not today, or just at least wait till you're not in a crappy mood before you do that.
Well, people always say. So here's a fun little insight. People always say, "Well, you shouldn't take that stuff seriously or let it."
True, I agree with that.
You. But it's hard because to me, I think of it as all right, another human being, not some robot, not some, you know, ghost wrote that email, and it's hard for me not to be frustrated that person won't just deal with me on that human level.
Right.
They pretend like there's some weird wall there. There's not. What?
The dog ate something weird.
Oh, you can say it out loud. It's fine.
I was trying to...
It was a pine needle.
Wave at Carter
a
and go,
pine
she's
needle?
Eating something.
No wonder she throws up about every 6 hours.
What are your options? They're either to ignore it completely, read it, and get mad.
The options are, what I usually do is I take them at their word that they're saying something sincere that they really think, believe, or otherwise want to say.
Okay.
And then I'll reply back and say, well, all right, well, help
I'm
me understand
you
where you're coming
that
from.
Way.
Not even that. It's not even that. I try to get them to want to say something back.
Well,
like,
that'd be pretty bad if it set you off this bad.
It did. No, it just set me off. It just put me in a pisser all day.
Not I'm really, sorry.
It's not really that big a deal.
I made barbecue chicken for dinner. Will
I know,
that help?
I'm stoked, yes. It will, actually. It'll help a lot. But anyway, it's nice, though. Look at us outside. It's what?
It's
72 degrees.
Degrees out here.
It's beautiful.
The bees are just buzzing on the shrubs behind us.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can hear this. I'm going to hold this up. Can you hear? I don't know if they heard that.
I don't know if they can hear it or not.
But there's bees just filling the bushes behind us. Not bushes, whatever these are. What are these?
They're just shrubs.
Whatever those are. Shrubby trees?
Yeah.
Shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
Bring us a shrubbery. What?
By all of our tomatoes that we have growing and
what else zucchini, are you doing this year? Zucchini?
Cucumber? Radishes?
Nope.
Peppers?
Are we doing the tomatillos this year or no?
No.
Those didn't work last year.
They didn't do very well, and I think that they need to be in the ground, first of all, because they get really big, and I think that their leggy roots need more space than a pot. And so I'm going to try it next year, but I'm actually going to put them in a bed.
So this reminds me, did we move all the plants outside now that the weather's good? Because I'm sick of those weird little plant flies you get. They're horrible.
We haven't had
those are indoor house plants.
I had one like go up my nose in the night two nights ago.
That might be your problem.
That sounds horrible.
Why? I don't think the bug thinks I'm a fresh plant. So it's like, oh, I'm going up this hole. Looks like a plant.
Anyway.
Doesn't work that way.
The plants you're talking about are house plants. They don't belong outside. They'll get just
fried. Oh, they never go out here? Oh, no. I thought the reason you had them in there, that kind, was so you could bring them out in the...
No.
Weather. Okay.
Monsteras and...
Shows what I know.
Lilies and things like that. They all stay inside.
I got a different email today saying, hey, you and Kim are vaccinated. You guys should go see a movie in a theater.
I'd rather see a movie in our basement.
And I said, well, it sounds fun, like the new Jason Statham movie or something, which is only in theaters.
Okay.
The problem is, I don't know what they're doing with babies and kids yet.
I do like the idea of seeing Jason Statham, but
Kim has special feelings for Jason Statham.
I'm not all about the theater right now.
No, I get it. I just don't.
Too much
when
to
I
ask.
Come, if we come home and let's say suddenly the CDC in 2 weeks goes, babies and anyone between the 0 and 8 are now susceptible to the variant caused by somebody licking a handle somewhere
in a theater
or whatever.
Gross.
I don't want to give it to Van. You know.
True.
Because we could carry still.
Yeah,
so still they got that worked out. I just feel like we got to be careful because I don't know who's had it or who hasn't.
Right.
And people are like, you can't live your life in fear. And my answer to that is I don't.
I can live my life in my little bubble of my home.
Yeah, but it's not fear anyway. It's not fear
at all.
It's just, I don't, why would I want to hurt somebody?
Fear keeps us alive. Why do we knock fear?
It's still not fear in the traditional sense. I'm not afraid to go see a movie in the theater. No problem. I'm ready. I'm vaccinated. Who cares? What I care about is if I spread it to somebody who's not inoculated and or somehow at risk.
Either too old or too young.
Even if I don't know about it, I don't. That's bad.
That's bad.
I mean,
people are
going to
do what they're going to do. It's fine.
Raina looked like she was going
to
barf.
That means you get to do what you're going to do, right?
What do you mean?
Right. They get to do what they're going to do, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I like being home. We've made our house very comfortable to be home.
Yeah.
Guess we're going away for 4 days next week, but I'm not.
Yeah, I don't.
So because we're gonna go away later, it's totally fine, and we're being safe, and we're in a timeshare. We're not gonna be around people. We're not gonna go in the pool.
No.
But it's just to get away from these four walls, and I will still cook, which I enjoy doing.
Yeah, I like it.
But it's
we
sit around and read our books, and it's just very comfortable. And there's not the. As much as we say, yeah, if you took the week off, would you even walk downstairs to your basement? Yes, you would. So you need to get away from it all for just a few days in the middle of all this Kickstarter stuff.
Now, I could do. There are some people I know.
There are.
That would walk into, without a vaccination, walk into the movie theater and proclaim, Jesus is my vaccine.
Oh, no.
And it's those people I don't want to be like.
Or around. That matter.
Because that tells me they know nothing about vaccines and even less about Jesus. All right. Moving on. We got some emails. Would you like to hear some of these?
Absolutely.
All right. Excellent. Hold on. This is all being recorded on the same device.
That you're looking at emails on?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be upside down. All right. Here we go. Here's the read. Our pal Jeff Sire up in Canada. Scott and Kim, your description of how the two of you got along during the pandemic really mirrors how wife Jen and I have looked at the past year. We moved the middle of last April. We had become empty nesters just before moving, and it's been just the two of us in the new house. With the exception of the pandemic, this has been the best year of our marriage. We celebrated our 20th anniversary last June, the 10th, under lockdown. We have friends that have been pushed to divorce in the past year, but it's been so much fun for us just hanging out. Although I really came to appreciate the 45-minute drive Jen used to have to calm down after a bad day at work, as opposed to walking out of the spare room and the five-second stroll to tell me about her crappy day. LOL. In some ways, I think we will miss a bit of it when things return to a more normal state. Jen and Jennifer Sire.
Jen, yeah. Jennifer.
Yeah, I my experience so far is with people, they either got pushed further toward marital decay, or it tested their resolve as to whether they're going to get along or not. And people either really
that.
Got along well, or they went, you know, it's good. We're gonna.
This shows us we're not going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's some really heartbreaking stuff, like people, you know, combinations of like addiction and just other stuff that all rip, really. Like the dog 2 miles that
like,
way has any
it's
effect
awesome
on you.
That Jeff and Jen, I, they're great. And
yeah, they're
I
awesome.
Totally
we love those guys.
They would have a ball.
Yep. If we ever, he's up in Canada, you know, so if Carter ends up going that way for whatever reason, we're going to, they're going to help take care of you. They're part of my Canadian help party.
There you
party.
Go. Help party?
Help party.
And when we visit Carter in Canada, we'll visit them.
That's absolutely correct. Okay, we got this one from Trisha. It's funny because it was one of these bright orange, be careful with this message. She has never sent you a message in, using this address. Avoid replying to this unless you absolutely know who this person is. Report this phishing, and they think it's a phishing attempt.
Really?
It's not. Because I've talked to, I think Google's drunk and it should go home.
It's being extra careful for you.
Sure. Hey guys, love the show. I heard an episode with the rice bowl recipe. Carter, she just threw the horns at me. And just wanted to let you guys know about hulled millet. Is that ringing a bell?
Yes, I know what it is.
Never heard of it. I work at Sprouts and discovered in the bulk bins is where this stuff was. I was looking for a rice replacement and tried it. I loved it and use it in my gumbo. It's much healthier and cooks just like rice. I cook it in the rice cooker and add chicken bouillon. I hate that word. as an easy side dish. Great flavor. If I have time, I toast it in the skillet first. Thanks for all the great content.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I've never had millet, whole or otherwise.
It's a grain.
Where are you going? Sorry. It's a grain?
It's a grain.
Okay.
And so it would be a good replacement for rice. And it probably has a lot more vitamins because rice is pretty vanilla.
Carter, would you?
When it comes down to it.
Vanilla rice. Mm. Would you be willing to try millet in your rice bowls?
Yeah.
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 I don't know. I wouldn't be willing.
You wouldn't?
To.
Okay. I mean, you wouldn't. Why you wouldn't be willing to?
Yes, she's willing. Let's try it. Okay.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
We're going to try it. Thank you, Trisha. We appreciate
Love it.
The message. It's now time to thank our good friends over at Raycon. Yeah, that's right. You know I love these guys already and makes Kim mad because she didn't get a pair. But I love
I'm
mine.
Not mad.
I should get you a pair.
Steal your other pair.
This is a really good deal, so I should get you a pair and a spare. I want to thank them for supporting the show, of course. And look, here's the deal. You might be working, you might be playing, you might be walking, running. You might be back at the gym with your mask on and your earbuds in or whatever. Whatever you're doing, you need to have decent sound. That's what I say. And that's why we've teamed up with Raycon, and we recommend very highly. And I mean this because I wear them all the time.
All the time.
I really like them. where was I? Oh, we recommend their wireless earbuds above all else. I truly do. Get 15% off your entire order, by the way. So feel free to grab a pair and a spare. Like I was telling Kim, that's 15% off at buyraycon.com/skim or skim. Buyraycon.com/skim. Whether you're listening to a audiobook, music, podcast, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium brands. And they come in a bunch of great colors, which is pretty cool. And they're built to go wherever you go. Quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and compact charging case, which, by the way, combined with the earbuds, gives you 24-hour battery life. That I like. Because
yeah.
If I forget, and I do, they're in my pocket right now. They're just aching to get on my ears. take them on your workouts. Take them to the store. Take them wherever you want to go. Even more. I'm trying to rhyme. What?
It's nice about the... they're wireless.
Oh, they're wireless, but they don't have the danglies.
But the mask is... With masks, it's so nice.
Oh, yeah, right? No mask, no hassle. Wait.
I know. They're
You have a mask.
No hassle with a mask.
There's no hassle with a mask on, and you don't have to have anything bulky. This thing right here, here's my only problem. I lose them a lot because they're small.
Well, because you're always afraid you're going to leave them in your pocket, and I'm going to wash them.
I know, but I find them just before, and then all is well.
And never all is well.
Anyway, they're really, really great, and I want you guys to get a pair. Listen up. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for our listeners, and here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/skim. And there you'll get 15% off your entire order. That is such a good deal. You may want to grab two of them. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/skim. All right. Continuing down the email hole. All right. This is from Lee Burns. Ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Okay. I don't know why I'm going to read it like
why
this.
Why you're yelling?
I don't know why I'm doing anything.
I don't know why you're yelling.
Howdy, Scott and Kim. First of all, love the show. It's great advice, or it's great to get advice and tips from normal people about how everyday life and situations treat them. It's also great to get a peek at the dynamic that you two share. Ooh, our dynamic. Carter, what's our dynamic, if you had to define it?
Duo.
Duo? What do you mean?
Dynamic duo. We're the dynamic duo.
Like in Fortnite, we're running duos, or what?
I don't
teamwork?
Know.
Like Lenny says on The Simpsons, yeah, my teamwork. All right, well, Carter didn't help at all with that. Let's move on. I just wanted to write in and ask Kim how she worked on losing her accent. I am from Georgia, and I have tried with some success to get away from my natural accent. I didn't realize how people naturally perceive people with a southern drawl until I was in college. It's actually kind of great because it's just a tiny taste of what it must feel like to be black in a prominently white place or gay in a super religious place. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a nice little taste of what it feels like to be discriminated against. Just a tiny bit, though. Anyway, I don't know why I'm looking at Carter when I said all that. You guys could see me. I was just staring at Carter the whole time as if she was supposed to say anything. I don't know why I did that. Anyway, during a group project, one of my classmates looked me dead in the eye and said, "Wow, you really are smart. I would have never guessed." Oh, man.
Yikes.
I asked what they meant, and they proceeded to tell me that due to my accent, she just assumed I was a good old boy, again assuming anybody from the South must be ignorant. Ever since that moment, I have tried to move away from my accent. To this day, I still cringe if I hear myself speak in a recording, and my accent slips in. Thanks and love the show, Lee.
Lee, I'm sorry, and I'm apologizing on behalf of all the stupid
of everyone. Gosh dang it, that sucks.
I had the same thing happen in college.
Yeah, that's why. See, this is why, right? This is why you dropped your accent.
I kind of dropped it as best as I could.
Kim was in college, had a bunch of mean roommates.
Ugh, they were just snotty, and they were
bratty buttholes.
There was a lot of, we don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
We don't understand what you're saying. Ugh. I'm like, ugh.
Ugh.
They were from
I'm
Washington
mad that I can
State.
Understand what they're saying. That. I wish I didn't understand what girls like that say.
They were just snotty.
I love Southern
I do too, and I would love I if mom had some of hers. Only comes out when she's mad.
Yeah, which is scary.
I know. It's only a scary thing. But yeah, like I've always felt really bad about that. That you didn't, that you shouldn't have had to feel that way or shouldn't have wanted to lose it.
I know.
But you did.
Yeah. I mean, you get treated badly enough and you do what it takes to change.
Mm-hmm.
So
your
that
sisters
you don't
kinda
feel...
did too. All of them did. Your brother still kind of has it.
Yeah,
your
but
dad
that's
definitely
a guy
has
thing.
It.
I don't think guys.
Your mom's got
tease
it.
Tease each other that way.
Yeah.
Or treat people badly.
That's true.
I don't know.
I think your mom keeps it so that people will bug her, and then she'll
it's
judgment.
Not like they're,
she'll drop judgment on them.
Okay.
Mother-in-law
All
judgment.
All right.
Anyway, the point is.
Thanks for sharing, Lee, and I hope that it gets better. I can't believe she did that.
Yeah, that's lame. I think Southern accents are cool. As much as I sometimes don one when I'm...
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the problem. The stereotype persists even when you don't mean any harm with it. Like
right.
if somebody
it's
says...
still a stereotype.
Do you see that guy over there in that truck who flipped me off? I'm like, oh, what's he off to? We got to get to the rodeo before... Dan, dan, dan. Like, I start to do it. And that's
Yosemite
not...
Yosemite Sam over here.
I don't mean to do it. Hey, Rip.
I don't mean
maybe
to.
Maybe don't be here. Go there. Go that way.
Come here.
There you go. Oh, batteries are, or no, the thing. Anyway, the point is, that sucks. And also, as far as tips go, I don't know how you did it. How'd you do it? You just stopped doing it?
Yeah, you just kind of
I remember
try
feeling
harder,
it leave.
And I don't like that I had to try to say things differently.
Because I liked it. You'd come down here on the weekends from school, and I would hear your voice, and it would be just a little different that time. And the next time, just a little more different.
Yeah, I mean, that was... 30 years ago, by
what?
The way.
Shut
this
up.
This is the month that I graduated high school 30 years ago.
Okay, that reminds me.
Weird.
We're closer. Hold on.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't even go.
No. This is good. No, I'm not going to do any of that. Carter was born in 1997.
Yeah.
Today we had a story on the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt, a story about a software vulnerability that they just now figured out and are patching. It's something to do with Wi-Fi protocol stuff that originated the year you were born. So in 97, this code, which is now seen as faulty and is being rectified because it's been being exploited, was born. Literally, that code was born when you were born, 24 years ago. That blew my mind to hear that today. That it that it took him that long. B, that Carter's that old. C, that any time matters anymore. Like, what are we? Who are you? What are we? What are we even doing? Seriously, it's nuts.
What are we even doing?
And 30 years ago, when you were going to school?
I graduated 30 years ago this month from high school.
So, we're not going to any of these 30-year anniversaries or any of that business, right?
Hell no.
Oh, there's the accent. Just for a second. It peeked out like a turtle in its shell. I almost said a poo. But never mind. All right, let's move on to another email. We got a lot. Like I said, I don't have to read them all today, but there's a lot of these.
Well, we didn't do any last time. We were
but we just got a ton.
Crazy in the car show.
Yeah, but that was only a week ago.
True.
So I don't know what happened. Hey, Scott and Kim, says Missy in Florida. That's it. That's the whole email. Just kidding. She says, completely agree with your sentiments about being locked in quarantine with my husband. It sounds so wrong to say that we were grateful for the year locked away together with just us and our 10-year-old daughter. I think our takeaway is that as things open back up, we need to keep our schedule from getting out of hand again and remember to have quiet downtime together. That is the perfect takeaway.
That's a great idea.
Yep. Like last night, even though I'm crammed busy with this Kickstarter, a lot of the art I can do remotely because I can do it on an iPad Pro. And so, what? Gee, Louises. Holy freaking crap. I have to kind of lean over to read. All right.
You're breaking the chair.
I'm not breaking it.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yes, yeah.
It's fine. It's an Adirondack. That stands for never break.
I completely agree with Missy.
Are you putting them in?
Rainer.
Rainer, go in the house.
It's important to use this as a remember when we had more time.
I agree. I think that is an awesome idea, Missy, and I'm glad you said that because it was hard to kind of articulate for some reason. But, like I was saying, like last night, Kim's watching one of her shows, something she was into. Well, actually, I was into too as well. It was good. That mayor of
Little Town,
or whatever it is. Yeah.
East Town.
And she's watching that, and I'm kind of watching that and drawing and getting work done, but still hanging out together, talking about what's going on tomorrow, that sort of stuff. Like those kind of moments, I feel like we've had way more of that.
Yeah.
And it is nice, and I don't want to lose that entirely, so.
Well, that's choice.
It is.
You just have to choose not to lose
it. It is, but sometimes you don't, you know, you're even making that choice until you're forced to have no other choice.
To spend a year doing that. Yeah, that's true.
Which is, what I think, Missy's whole point. All right, Missy, that was awesome. You sit down now, Missy. It sounds like that kind of name. Right?
Oh, my goodness.
You used to call them Little Missy. Oh, you're gonna talk back to me, Little Missy? You'd say when they were little. Do you remember this?
I don't think
She'd say Missy, but not Lil Missy.
Mm. Do you know the lady in...
Lil Missy's my new rapper name.
Missy Elliott will sue you. You remember Galaxy Quest?
Yeah.
The lady that played the alien lady that falls for Tony Shalhoub. That's Missy. Her name is Missy Pyle. Isn't that a great name?
It's a great name.
It's real close to Messy Pyle. Yeah. All right, we have another email, Kim. How about this one? Oh, there's so many. Hold on.
This is good.
Oh, Carter, here's a short one for you.
Ooh.
David Podnar wrote in.
Can you hear me at all over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I do. This all gets normalized. Yeah. Have you tried Greenies? This is from David. Our dogs love them, and they do help with dog bad breath. And he sent a photo. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there's the Greenies. And there's their tiny, ugly dog.
Yet.
Not ugly dog. Smelly dog.
We do have a sort of a smelly dog update.
Oh, smelly dog update. She went back to the chicken food.
Chicken instead of beef.
And she's less stinky now.
And we don't know if it's beef or if it's something other, like you say, another ingredient in the food.
It's in just the beef, but not the chicken.
But it's gone so much better. It's like almost back to total normal again. Yeah. So we think that was it. But still, there's some...
I want to try the greenies, though, because she needs things to chew on like that.
Greenies. That's what they call military people who are brand new and haven't had any experience yet. They're called greenies. No, for real.
What? Greenies fully edible?
Edible greenies?
We have to look at the ingredients to find out.
What? I think so.
We got her this little toothbrush, mint flavored toothbrush thing, and she ate big chunks of it and had to throw up one.
Did she have to barf it?
And she pooped out the other.
Foul. Yes.
So
foul
luckily
indeed.
She's not like, you know, she's fine.
You should have seen the wrestling match we had with Rainer to try to brush her teeth. That was so bad.
We should have recorded it.
That was horrible. She's never growled at us before. First time.
Ugh. Ripley, she just sticks that toothbrush in the back, and as long as you can hold her neck still, she's just like, all right, whatever, we're going to do this.
All right, here's one from Ralph Lauren. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is Jonathan Tony. He works as director of operations at Ralph Lauren, which is cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm going to go wear a polo shirt for this email read. All right.
Pink one.
He says, had a bit of a sleepless night last night, so I popped on to Skim. Maybe 10 years ago, it was at an after party in, I think, Scarlett. He didn't include the S. It says Scarlett Johansson. I'm sure it's Scarlett. Scarlett Johansson's hotel room in Manhattan. I ended up being the default DJ. The sun was coming up and everybody had left. I said, I need to get back to Brooklyn. And she said, you can stay. I was exhausted, so I laid down on the floor. About 15 minutes later, she said, you can sleep on the bed. So I did. Nothing happened. We just both slept till mid-afternoon, hugged and headed home. Jonathan Tony. That's awesome. I want to be him. I want to sleep next to her. I mean, and not do anything.
I mean, come on now, babe.
What if she's super tough, like actual Black Widow, and she like put me in like a leg vise and destroy me overnight? That'd be bad.
How long would this take?
This is an amazing story. Why are you listening to our show? Jesus, he seems like he's got way cooler stories to tell the media.
Stories, buddy.
And I hope it's all right that I read that email. I just realized that he didn't say don't read it, so we're good. That's fascinating. Why I can't understand why there was, and it came down to just you and Scarlett and her, and that's actually nice if she's like, you know what, you're fine, don't go try, don't do the thing.
That means she's pretty cool.
That's nice. Yeah. Why did she break up with Deadpool? What's his name? They were married, huh? Maybe he's the problem.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mom thinks he's the solution to everything.
So do most people.
Who do you think the best looking guy in all of Hollywood is right now?
Not Ryan Reynolds.
Who do you think is?
Best looking in Hollywood?
All of Hollywood. I have one picked out. I know who Carter's going to say. He's going to say Idris Elba.
Actually, no, I wasn't.
Oh.
Tay Diggs. First thought was
Tay Diggs.
Chadwick
pretty.
Boseman. But
Chadwick Boseman. He's not here anymore, yeah. He's a good looking guy, though. How about...
I got a thing for...
How about Michael...
Winston
or,
Duke.
How about Michael Jordan? Not Michael Jordan.
Michael B.
Michael B. Jordan.
He's pretty good looking.
He's good looking. Carter likes black dudes a lot. That's if they're all wondering what the commonality here is. And that's okay. It's fine. I know. It sounds weird the way I'm saying it because I'm weird. Dad and I'm terrible. But my point is that Carter likes really handsome black guys. Gosh dang it. I dropped something.
I
would love it. Love it if Carter brought home some awesome, studly, cool black dude, and we could go to your mom's house and introduce him.
I just feel like this is...
What?
An odd...
No, you know why.
It's like...
She'd be forced to be, like, cordial and stuff.
Maybe we shouldn't air this part.
No, we're keeping this in. That's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carter.
She comes from the deep south. She has a hard time with things. I love it. I'd be so
into it. Stop embarrassing your daughter.
All right, I'll quit now. That's a great story there, Jonathan. Thank you for sharing that. That's crazy. What a thing! What a story to have. That beats
what
anything
a story
at any party.
To have is
like
exactly.
You go to a party, let's all have a story fight. Who wins? Jonathan over there. All right, one final email for this week. We'll save these other two. Sean Dickinson, science food follow-up, he says. Hello again, Scott and Kim. Well, hello, Sean Dickinson. I hope you enjoyed the burger recipe from last week. And this week, I wanted to give you some food science on high altitude baking. Complex carbohydrates and complete proteins.
Okay, I absolutely need the high altitude baking stuff. I don't bake very often.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when I do, well, Carter bakes more than me, but when I do, I do have things mess up because of altitude. And I haven't changed things for that. So,
okay. Carter is a...
Why don't you go ahead and read that?
Baker and a candlestick maker.
Oh, my gosh.
When baking at higher elevations, higher than 5,000 feet, where are we?
Mm,
are we about that?
I think about that.
I thought we were six.
Well, parts of Salt Lake are.
Parts of Salt Lake are, yeah. Anyway, there are a few rules that you can use to help your biscuits work. First, you want to add 1 tablespoon of liquid for every 1,000 feet. That's interesting. A tablespoon of liquid helps the
South
elevation go down.
4,300 square feet, by the way. Or 4,300.
4,300 square? Okay.
Not square.
But if we went up to or square feet.
If we went up to Park City, I think you're at 6.
Yeah, if we went to Park City, it'd be 6 to 8, I think. Is she eating something again? Oh, gross. Carter's got her whole hand down the dog's mouth.
Pulling crap out of it.
What's in there?
I blame you. It's a sunflower seed shell.
I didn't give her any. Ew, don't wipe it on me.
Okay.
Carter.
Take a liquid. I need to hear this.
All right.
Tablespoon of liquid.
Carter just wiped dog schmear on me. All right. 20%. Oh, sorry. Where are we here? Okay, secondly, so 1 tablespoon of liquid for every 1,000 feet above sea level. So in our case, 4-point-something tablespoons, because we're at 45.
Okay.
Okay, secondly, you actually need to decrease the amount of baking powder or baking soda by 50% if you're above 5,000. 20% if above 3,500, so that's where we'd be. 20% less baking soda or baking powder.
Okay.
The baking soda or baking powder actually creates gas too fast, and it will cause the biscuit to pop like a balloon before the dough sets in the oven. He says, and finally, excuse me, what the complex carbs are and why rice and beans are complete protein. Complex carbs are sort of like a large Lego building. It takes your body longer to break them down to glucose, and so it doesn't spike blood sugar. Simple carbs like sugar are broken down much faster, making them a simple carb. But I think you guys meant complete protein when you talk about beans and rice. They're just meant to be two foods that have all 13 amino acids and make up a complete protein. Rice and beans are a classic combo and a great way for a vegan to stay healthy. Hope this wasn't too nerdy, and I hope you have a great week, says Sean
Never
D.
Never too nerdy, Sean.
Never too nerdy, Sean. That's our motto.
That's your new band name.
That's my new band name. don't forget it. All right. I think that's it for emails. That was awesome. Anything else we want to talk about before we go? You got any fancy food things coming up?
I tried some new recipes this week.
Yeah?
I did a creamy cauliflower soup.
Oh, that was so good. There was weird chunks of cheese in it, and I loved it. It's not a complaint.
Big, sharp cheddar cheese. That's why you liked it.
But why was it all like in its own little... They were in these little compartments.
Well, I didn't shred them, and I probably should have, but I kind of just broke
up liked it
big
a lot.
Pieces of cheddar in there.
I think it worked. And also the texture worked, in, even though I normally don't like that kind of... wet sand kind of quality you get from
gross.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
It's roasted cauliflower,
right?
And the more you roast it, the softer it gets. I don't think I roasted it enough. I kind of was on my own recipe goings on, and so when I blended it, I think just you had little pieces of cauliflower that didn't blend into cream. You know what
I mean?
Oh,
they were just, that's what it was.
If I kept blending it, it probably would have been.
It didn't taste bad. Like I say, it was actually
a little bit chunky.
Okay.
And then I made a bean and kale soup that turned out really good.
That was pretty good, yeah. I like that. We had soup for lunch and soup for dinner this week. That was pretty cool.
Well, I was in a soup cooking mood yesterday.
Yep.
We're going to try to make curry this weekend.
Really? Yeah. Kind of curry.
Probably a masaman like you like.
Yeah. Tomato-y.
Curry buns, tomato-y. That requires other things.
You what?
I want to make curry buns.
What are curry buns?
Like little buns.
With
are they
curry
like those
in
cheese
the middle
ball
of
things
them?
We had at the place the other day?
Oh, those were so good. Kind of like that, but no. Curry in the middle.
I could eat 100 of those.
Not quite the same, but yeah.
What were
filled.
Those?
Those
were
filled.
So
those
good.
Are cheese things that...
We need to do like a quick date and run over and get one of those banana things.
They,
I love that.
We found an ice cream for Scott, which is an almond milk ice cream, which he can have.
I can totally have that. If they did it with oat, that would work too. I kind of wish
well,
they would.
Well, it's sweetened with dates, and so that's where you cut back on a lot of your sugar. Intake.
Yeah. Would a date be, hey, Sean, is a date a complex carb or is that a simple carb? I'm trying to avoid the simple carbs. See?
It sounds like you're saying like a date, like between two people.
What a date
is a date a complex term?
Like a date
it's
between
a complex
two people.
Date.
No, like the kind that Indiana Jones almost ate and died from because the monkey got poisoned. Remember? Bad dates, Indy. Bad dates. Anyway.
And with that,
we're going to leave. Yeah.
Get some ice cream.
Send us your emails. That email address is skimshow@gmail.com. I have so many emails to keep track of. skimshow@gmail.com. And we'll, as you can see, we are wildly able to answer them.
If we have missed yours so far, we will read it next week.
Yeah.
Give a couple extra. And then we'd love some more. Get the show moving next week again.
The only reason I skip an email ever is if it's rude or overly long.
You didn't skip one, though.
I know.
People think theirs is overly long or rude now.
No.
We just didn't get to all of them.
What I'm saying is none of them we have right now are overly long or rude.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, like, don't be afraid you're not going to get your email read. You should. This show, more than any of them, is probably going to freaking read it, is the point. What's she eating?
But we appreciate all your comments and emails.
She's just rooting around.
Make sure you continue to send them.
Yeah, keep it coming. And if you are feeling generous and would like to keep food on the table at the Johnson House, you can head on over to patreon.com/frogpants and support us there. Thank you guys very much, and we'll see you next time.
When we see ya.
Bye now.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.